Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Fitter, Happier. This week we're talking about antimicrobial resistance. It's an increasing problem in Australia. The diseases we cure with antimicrobials, in particular antibiotics, are becoming resistant to treatment. In Australia, our next public health challenge following COVID is the need to reduce the use of antibiotics. Today we're joined by Dr. Colin Hughes from Rotary AMR Aware, a former chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs, a public health physician, and a passionate advocate for increasing public and clinician awareness of antimicrobial resistance. Good morning, Colin.
Yeah, good morning, Lawrence, and good morning, everybody who's listening.
Thanks so much for being with us today. Before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your work?
Yeah, well, basically, I grew up as a GP. I was a flying doctor, and then switched to public health. Became head of public health in East Perth, but finished my life as a GP doing remote and rural locums, and that's where I really came across this thing called antibiotic resistance, and it was pretty frightening what I saw.
Lots of people may have heard of antibiotic resistance, but what is antimicrobial resistance?
Well, you see, the problem is that it's not just bacteria that's the problem. We've also got things like fungi and other kind of bugs that are also treated with antibiotics, particularly in patients which are so-called immunodeficient, such as people suffering from cancer or from AIDS or HIV. And they need antibiotics too, but a different kind of antibiotic to treat those fungal diseases.
And why might antimicrobial resistance be a problem in WA?
Well, the problem is largely that we have been using far too many antibiotics in general. Australia, of the OECD countries, is about fifth in its use. And in Australia, we prescribe approximately twice the amount of antibiotics per head of population as a country such as Denmark or Switzerland. So we really are behind the eight ball here. The other big problem that we've got is exactly the same as COVID. When people return from travelling in Southeast Asia and third world countries, about 80% of them can carry these bugs. Now, these bugs aren't necessarily causing an infection at the time. They just carry it in their bowel motions and on their skin. But of course, if they get an infection at the time and antibiotics are given, then these bugs quickly take over and the antibiotics don't work. So that's what we've got a real problem with in Australia.
Okay, so there's a potential maybe misdiagnosis where a person's bugs that they've been carrying in their belly might overreact the antibiotics and take over instead of the antibiotics doing their job as they should?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we need good bacteria in our gut. People are starting to understand this whole thing about the biome, and not only in our gut, in the air that we breathe. Fascinating work at Prentice at the Children's Institute here, which shows that the bugs that come from Banksia forests and so on, which kept Indigenous people healthy for 60,000 years, what do? We go and bulldoze down all those Banksia forests and we build housing door to door to door with no good bugs there to protect us. And that's not then surprising that, you know, people are actually dying from respiratory disease. It's a real problem.
Very interesting take there. Native bushland might be a potential helper in this antibiotic overuse. As a public health physician, what do you think is causing the overuse of antimicrobials, and how do we fix it?
Okay, well, we've got two problems. First of all, there has been a medical oversupply of antibiotics. So doctors have been too prone to use antibiotics at the drop of a hat, And we know from studies in general practice that about 40% of prescriptions are actually unnecessary. In other words, the doctors haven't bothered to take a test, which is becoming more and more easy to get now. I mean, look at COVID. We can now get a COVID test in about 20 minutes, and we can do the same for the respiratory bugs like pneumonia and so on. So it is possible to get these very quick tests, which would tell your doctor whether you really had a bacterial infection or whether it was a viral infection. So there's an overprescription. But the other half of that is patient demand. And this is where AMR Aware comes in. We know that a lot of patients go to their doctor and they say, I just need a script for antibiotics, doc, and I'll go back to work. And of course, this is what we want to try to influence because antibiotics aren't the best treatment for viruses such as COVID.
Very interesting there, because I have definitely been prone to that myself, thinking and saying like you just said there, hey doc, just need some antibiotics and I'll get back to work. You've mentioned that you can get a simple test instead. As the patient yourself, you can ask for this test. And what's the alternative treatment rather than the antibiotics?
Well, you see, if we've got a viral disease like COVID or influenza, then we don't need antibiotics at all. We might need things to help us breathe a bit better, or in COVID we've found that the big problem is that we get this clotting which causes strokes and kidney disease and long-term problems. And so we can treat that, but we don't need antibiotics to treat that. And so we can reduce the amount of antibiotics we're using. The other area that we're really concerned with is the use in our food chains. So in these large factory farms, there has been a predominant use of antibiotics in pig farms and so on. And when we import food from overseas, we're not actually testing for this antibiotic resistance, which is crazy. I mean, we're letting all this food in from other countries, and we're not actually testing to see whether we've got this antibiotic resistance occurring.
That sounds very problematic in itself. You've mentioned a few different problems so far in this chat, such as banksia bush deforestation and how banksias can be used to help instead of using antibiotics and helping the indigenous population of Australia over the last 60,000 years survive. It sounds like there are plenty of alternatives out there. If I was to go to a doctor and I've had constant symptoms of something that has been cured by antibiotics in the past, what might I ask for instead?
Well, you see, probably it wasn't cured by antibiotics in the past, and that's the whole point. You know, if we've got a self-limiting disease like influenza, sure, you take antibiotics, but you would have got better anyway with bed rest and looking after yourself. So, you know, this reinforcement where I've got antibiotics in the past and they made me better may not actually be true. So what we need to do is actually ask our doctor, is this antibiotic really necessary, and could I have a test to make sure that I'm on the right antibiotic? So they're the two critical factors that we're trying to get the GPs. And the GPs are more than happy to talk about this with you and the hospital surgeons. The other thing that people might have heard is the whole question of things like caesarean section. When we give antibiotics prior to delivery, we actually knock off all that baby's gut biome, the good bacteria in the babies. So they're born without all that good bacteria. Is it surprising then that 30% of those children will become obese, which we never used to see, because their gut biome is destroyed, and then they are also more sensitive to getting infections of all kinds, so they're given more antibiotics, which then create more obesity and more problems. So what we do now with caesarean sections, for example, we wait until the baby's actually born, and then the moment the baby's cord is cut, then we can give a shot of antibiotics to protect the mother from infection. So we're learning about that, and doctors in hospitals are getting really good at only treating infections when they're really, really needed.
Each minute I talk to you this morning, it seems ever more problematic with these overdosing of or overuse of antibiotics and antimicrobials, if I would. If we don't do anything about this, what could happen in the future, do you think?
Well, see, this is the problem. We've all become so used to the fact that, I'm part of the older generation now, and all my mates are going off for their hip replacement surgery or their knee replacement, or they're having cardiac stents put in for their heart attacks. All of those things are highly prone to getting infections. And if we haven't got antibiotics to treat them, we'll start to see people that get chronic infections. And we're already seeing that. We're already seeing patients come out of hospital after having a routine procedure that used to be fine in the past with ongoing infection, infection after infection, and we are running out of antibiotics to treat them. So that's a real problem. So we've got to look at different alternatives. And, you know, the most simple alternative is what we've learned through COVID. Gee, if we wash our hands and we wear a mask when we think we've got an infection, whether that be a cold or flu, and we keep our social distance, we decrease the prevalence of that disease in the community. So whereas last year the AMA was studying the, and we call it sentinel studies, we don't test everybody, but at this time of year there are about 200,000 cases of influenza recorded. This year there's only 20,000. So we show that good hygiene, washing your hands, makes a huge difference in not spreading it to other people. So if you don't spread it, then other people don't go to the doctor and get antibiotics. So that's the first thing that we've really got to do. The next thing that we've got to do is make sure our immunisations are up to date, because many, many things can be immunised against. And with COVID coming up, it's going to be so important that everybody gets a COVID shot. But they mustn't forget that they've still got to wash their hands, keep their social distance. And then if they do get sick, they've got to do that third thing. They've got to ask their doctor, do I really need antibiotics? And if I'm on antibiotics, are you giving me the right antibiotic? And that'll make the doctor stop and think and realise that the patient's not just demanding a script. I just need a script for antibiotics, doc, and I'll go back to work.
Some seriously vital but simple pieces of advice right there. Thanks so much for chatting to us today, Dr. Colin.
You're very, very welcome. Anytime.
You're on the record on RTRFM 92.1.
Just there, Dr. Colin Hughes from Rotary AMR Aware, talking to us all about the overuse of antibiotics and antimicrobial resistance today, an increasing issue in Australia, dropping some really problematic pieces of stats and info there as well, such as in Australia, we're our doses of antibiotics are twice as much per head as places such as Denmark. Some really worrying information there, but some really simple and critical advice he was leaving us with just there, such as vaccinate yourself and keep up with your vaccinations, and as easy as washing your hands to not spread diseases, and social distance as well. And the third thing, when you are sick and you head to your GP, ask if you do need antibiotics, and if you are given antibiotics, ask for a test to check if it's the right antibiotic. The reason for this is he was mentioning so many problems later in life with the resistance to these antibiotics can cause some major problems heading into the future. So a couple of easy steps there to try and not overuse antibiotics in the future.